What's up and welcome to episode 30 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. In today's video, I'm going to be running through my entire first round of mock draft. On today's episode, I'm going to be running through my entire first round mock draft. So without further ado, we got a lot of picks to get through. Let's get right into it. With the first overall pick, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars taking Ike Ekwonu, offensive tackle, North Carolina State. I think that they're going to go tackle, and for me, it was just a toss-up between Ike and Evan Neal. I just think that Ike ends up being the better player and I think is the better fit anyway in Jacksonville. Second overall pick at the Detroit Lions, taking Aiden Hutchinson, the edge out of Michigan. Keeping him in Michigan, I think he's going to go higher than Thibodeau. I think he's a little bit better than Thibodeau, and I think this is a great pick for them because Hutchinson is an awesome edge rusher. It fills a need that they have on their team. I don't think they can't go quarterback at two. They cannot go wide receiver at two, which is two of their other big needs. Their offensive line is good. So, yeah, Aiden Hutchinson goes to the Lions at two. And number three, I have the Houston Texans taking Kyle Hamilton, safety out of Notre Dame. I think when it comes to the Texans pick, it's going to be best player available, and in my opinion, right now, that is Kyle Hamilton for the Texans. So they'll take him at number three. They'll get a stud in the secondary, and they can use their other picks, which they also have another first-round pick, to help build around Davis Mills, like they said they wanted to do earlier in the offseason. At number four, we have the New York Jets taking Derek Stingley Jr., cornerback out of LSU. I think that he is going to be taken higher than Sauce Gardner. I think that the Jets are really desperately just in need of a good solid corner, and that's what they're going to get with Derek Stingley. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be super, super good, and I think he's a great fit in New York. Speaking of New York, at number five, one of the New York Giants taking Kayvon Thibodeau, edge rusher out of Oregon. I think it is pretty plain and simple that Kayvon cannot fall out of the top five. That's at least in my opinion. And the Giants, great fit for him. They get a key piece on their defense. They need to help out Daniel Jones, but again, this is too early for a receiver. And the receiving core, when healthy, is actually like kind of nasty. And so I think this is a great pick for them. At number six, I'm going to have the Panthers taking, kind of going what might be a surprise for some people. I'm going to go Kenny Pickett. I don't think it's any question whether or not they're taking quarterback at this point. I think they're going to be taking quarterback at six. It's just a matter of who. I don't see them taking Ritter. I don't see them taking Malik Willis. I can really see Kenny Pickett going there. He has connections to Carolina with Matt Rhule and everybody, so I would not be surprised if we see Kenny Pickett go sixth overall. At number seven, I'm going to have the Giants going Evan Neal, tackle out of Alabama. You get somebody to go on the other side of Andrew Thomas. I think he also could play guard if he needed to. And they just need, again, you get a new head coach. You want at least 1 year to see how Daniel Jones works in the system. You want to give him as much help as possible. And the best way to do that is by drafting a really solid offensive lineman, and that's what they're getting in Evan Neal. At number eight, I don't think it's any secret that it's an awful receiving room in Atlanta. So I'm going to have them taking Garrett Wilson, wide receiver out of Ohio State. I think he's the best receiver in the draft. And at this point, if the Falcons are going to go receiver, which they have to, got to go the best receiver available. And that is Garrett Wilson. At number nine, I'm going to have the Seahawks going Malik Willis and getting their QB for the future. They cannot run with Drew Lock for the future. Maybe 1 or 2 years of him starting with Malik Willis, sitting back kind of in a Trey Lance role and just learning, maybe getting a few starts depending on how Drew Lock starts out. I think they just need a quarterback for the future. Pete Carroll gets a guy. He's very similar to Russell Wilson in his play style, so he can fit into the system that Pete Carroll wants to run pretty easily. So I think Malik Willis goes at nine to the Seahawks. And number 10, I'm going to have the Jets taking Trayvon Walker, the edge rusher. Actually, that was my original pick, but the more I think about it, yeah. I'm going to go Drake London. Drake London, wide receiver at USC, and here's why. Okay, because the Jets have Elijah Moore, Braxton Berrios, and Jameson Crowder. All those guys are small. What they need is a Mike Evans-esque receiver build-wise, and that is Drake London. That's his NFL comp. Guy who can get up there and get the football. Okay, that would be an awesome pick for them. Awesome pick for them. Number 11, I'm going to have the Washington Commanders taking Tyler Linderbaum. Offensive center. I don't know why I said offensive center, but center out of Iowa. I just think that they need to get a good offensive line. They got Carson Wentz. The receivers are okay. The defense is good when healthy. You don't need another edge rusher the more I think about it. So, yeah, give me Tyler Linderbaum at 11. At 12, I'm going to have the Vikings taking Ahmad Gardner. He can learn under Patrick Peterson, and I think he can really turn into a true lockdown quarterback one. There were no truly elite receivers in that division that aren't on the Vikings. Now that Davante Adams is shipped off to Vegas. So I think he won't have too much of a challenge in divisional games. And I think that, again, learning from a guy like Patrick Peterson, who's been the best at his position, numerous times, I think that this is a great pick for the Vikings. Number 13, I have the Texans going Trayvon Walker. I'm thinking about going Trayvon. This was kind of... I'm thinking about going Trayvon. I'm going to go Trayvon Walker. I also can see them taking Charles Cross here. But Charles Cross is going to go the next pick to the Baltimore Ravens. I don't really see what other position the Ravens really need to upgrade on. Maybe they go Jermaine Johnson or Jordan Davis. I don't think they go receiver. They just drafted Bateman. Still have Marquise Brown. Could still be in the running for Julio technically. I don't see any reason why they would go for another receiver. The Eagles, however, might need another receiver, but ultimately I decided for the 15th overall pick, I'm going to have the Eagles taking Devin Lloyd, the linebacker, to Utah. It's one of their biggest needs is a linebacker when it comes to that defense, so that's easy enough pick. Number 16, I'm going to have Jermaine Johnson going to the Saints. I think that they really need a good edge rusher to go on the other side of Cam. Jordan at 17, I have the Chargers going Jordan Davis. You have him, Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa on either side, and then obviously Davis in the middle. You have J.C. Jackson and Derwin James in the secondary. That defense is the one thing that kept them out of the playoffs last year. I think this is an awesome pick for them. And then at 18, I'm going to have the Eagles going Jameson Williams. You give another Alabama guy to Jalen Hurts. You got Devontae Smith there, Jameson Williams. Listen, Devontae Smith is great, but Jalen Reagor and Quez Watkins are not good true wide receiver twos. Jameson Williams can definitely be that. At number 19, I'm going to go have the Saints replacing Terron Armstead and going Trevor Penning, offensive tackle of Northern Iowa. Like I said, they got rid of Terron Armstead. They need to get another guy. That's plain and simple for me. At number 20, I'm going to have the Pittsburgh Steelers going Matt Corral, quarterback out of Mississippi State. Just Ole Miss. I think Matt Corral, honestly, is really, really good. I think the Steelers are going to go quarterback. They probably won't, but I'm gonna give them a quarterback. The Patriots, this is kind of an I-don't-know pick, but I'm going to go Andrew Booth Jr. for them. I think that they need a corner badly with the loss of J.C. Jackson, and I would not be surprised if we see them take either Andrew Booth or Trent McDuffie. Could even go Kyer Elam. And then with the Packers at number 22, I'm going to have them going Chris Olave. I think Chris Olave is absolutely fantastic, and the Packers need to go receiver at that first pick. And then looking at the Cardinals at 23, I am going to go George Karloftis, edge out of Purdue. They need another edge rusher to replace Chandler Jones, and I think there's no better way to do that with him with a young guy with a lot of upside. And that's George Karloftis. And number 24, we have the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to have them taking Treylon Burks, wide receiver out of Arkansas. They have Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, and him. A big guy like Treylon Burks. I think that'll be a great pick for them. The Buffalo Bills, this is a little bit tough, but I'm going to go Zion Johnson. I think that that's a good pick. Guard out of Boston College. At 26, I'm going to have the Titans going Kyer Elam, corner out of Florida. I think the Titans really need a cornerback. Their rest of their defense, I think, is serviceable. And I don't see them going another offensive position, even losing Julio, because A.J. Brown's a perfect guy to fill that role. At 27, this is also kind of a tough one, but I'm going to have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going Kenyon Green, offensive guard. I would just go out of Texas A&M. I think that they need to kind of bolster the offensive line. They had some guys retire. They lost some people. So I'm gonna take that. And then number 28, I'm going to have the Packers taking Nakobe Dean, the linebacker out of Georgia. This is a guy who can fill the role of Za'Darius Smith. And I do not see them going two receivers in the first round. I just do think that they're going to reach on somebody in the second round, though, which I would not hate as a Packers fan. And number 29 for the Chiefs, I'm going to have them going Trent McDuffie, the corner out of Washington. They are weak at corner. I think this is a great pick for them. And then with the 30th overall pick, I'm going to have them going Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle out of Georgia. Just need somebody in the middle there. Number 31, I'm going to have the Bengals This is tough. I think they also need a corner. I'm going to have them going Roger McCreary, cornerback out of Auburn. And then at 32, finally, I'm going to have the Lions taking David Ojabo, keeping him in Michigan as a linebacker. That is it for my full first-round mock draft. I will be doing a 7-round mock draft, hopefully, in the very near future. That I want to do one so badly. I don't know if I'm going to end up doing it, but I want to do one so badly. At least like 2 or 3 rounds. Maybe not 7 rounds, but like I want to do like a multi-round mock draft. So keep tuned for that. But for now, that is it for episode 30 of the JTalk Sports Podcast. Remember to rate us and review us on Spotify. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Do everything you can to help out this podcast and our growth. And we'd appreciate that so much. So we'll see you next time.